With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise told reporters this week Democrats are worried about President Biden's public perception after that flawed debate performance.
It's interesting to watch the Democrats right now expressing disdain over Joe Biden's performance at the debate. Let's be clear, first of all, the reason so many people are recognizing that Joe Biden did so poorly is because President Trump did so well in the debate.
Republican Senator Dan Sullivan says that defense spending has taken a beating under President Biden's policies.
The Biden administration defense budget every year cuts defense spending, and right now, under the Biden administration defense budget, we're shrinking the Army, shrinking the Navy, can't build Navy ships.
Senator Tom Cotton says the president's weak support for Ukraine was a big factor in Russia deciding to invade in the first place.
Joe Biden tempted Vladimir Putin to go for the jugular in the first place with the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan or early appeasement of Russia in his tenure. And as President Trump said in the debate a couple weeks ago, that's in contrast to his policy.
Senator Cotton notes that Russia invaded Ukraine during the Obama administration and with President Biden in office, but not when former President Trump was in the White House. This summer's heat wave may be affecting your medications. More details on why that might be from correspondent Keith Peters.
It's raising the danger of heat-related illnesses in a more subtle way by amplifying the side effects of many common medications. Blood pressure medications can lead to dehydration. Beta blockers for heart conditions can decrease blood flow to the skin and make you less aware of dangerous heat. Some antidepressants can hinder your ability to stay cool. Keeping drugs from getting too hot is another consideration. Experts say to check the side effects and storage requirements for your prescriptions. Keith Peters reporting.
And this is SRN News. The Presbyterian Church USA declares war on conservatives, Michael Harrington reports.
The denomination's leadership has approved two new proposals. One will add sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to the organization's anti-discrimination policy. The second and more controversial proposal will require that future candidates for ordination be quizzed about their support for the LGBT lifestyle, suggesting that a conservative response might be disqualifying. The two measures now go to the individual presbyters for a vote. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With the November elections looming, a pair of conservative Christian groups are joining forces to try and mobilize believers. The Family Policy Alliance Foundation and Christians Engaged are coming together in an effort to sign up 1 million Christians to engage in the elections at all levels. They will also encourage believers to be in prayer for the candidates and the country right up to Election Day. This is SRN News. Sophisticated overseas criminals are stealing tens of billions of dollars from Americans every year. It's a crime wave projected to get worse as the U.S. population ages, and technology makes it easier to successfully perpetrate such types of fraud. Long simmering tensions over Juneau, Alaska's tourism boom are now coming to a head over a new voter initiative aimed at giving residents a break.
Each year, a crush of tourists arrives in Alaska's capital city on cruise ships to see wonders like the Mendenhall Glacier. A measure to ban cruise ships with 250 or more passengers from docking in Juneau on Saturdays has qualified for the October 1st municipal ballot. It sets the stage for a debate about how much tourism is too much in a city experiencing firsthand the impacts of climate change.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting, and this is SRN News.